cartoon dinosaurs, Mrs. Greta Shaw sniffs. Wouldn't you think they could do better than that? As far as Jake is concerned, this is the most brilliant piece of film criticism he has ever heard in his life. Brilliant and useful. Eventually, his parents come back. Top Hat enjoys a week's run on Million Dollar Movie, and little Jakey's night terrors are never mentioned. Eventually, he forgets his fear of the Triceratops and the Tyrannosorbit. 7. Now, lying in the high green grass and peering into the misty clearing from between the leaves of a fern, Jake discovered that some things you never forgot. Mind the mind trap, Jokabim had said. And looking down at the lumbering dinosaur, a cartoon triceratops in a real jungle like an imaginary toad in a real garden, Jake realized that this was it. This was the mind trap. The triceratops wasn't real, no matter how fearsomely it might roar, no matter that Jake could actually smell it, the rank vegetation rotting in the soft folds where its stubby legs met its stomach, the shit caked to its vast armor-plated rear end, the endless cud drooling between its tusk-edged jaws, and hear its panting breath. It couldn't be real. It was a cartoon, for God's sake. And yet he knew it was real enough to kill him. If he went down there, the cartoon triceratops would tear him apart, just as it would have torn apart the Daisy May with the bodacious Tatas, if Cesar Romero hadn't appeared in time to put a bullet into the thing's one vulnerable spot with his big game hunter's rifle. Jake had gotten rid of the hand that had tried to monkey with his motor controls, had slammed all those doors so hard he'd chopped off the hand's intruding fingers, for all he knew, but this was different. He could not close his eyes and just walk by. That was a real monster his traitor mind had created. And it could really tear him apart.